At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. When lawmakers make up their minds to get a job done, they get it done. Both the House and Senate passing legislation compelling the Justice Department to release the files on Jeffrey Epstein.
The measure now heads to President Trump's desk for his signature. He has said he will sign it, and in fact, Mr. Trump's blessing of the Epstein bill helped secure widespread Republican support for the measure in Congress. Just one GOP lawmaker opposed it. While everything has the green light to be released, full disclosure could still take time.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. United Nations this week giving the okay to the Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza. The vote endorsed President Trump's 20-point ceasefire plan and builds on the momentum of the ceasefire that he helped broker with allies. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell.
Israel, along with Arab allies of the U.S., was very much involved in the negotiations that went on intensely, leading to the final text of this U.N. Security Council resolution. And there is, you know, this rejection by Hamas of the resolution, which is really key here. The Palestinian Authority has welcomed the new resolution, but Hamas came out really stressing that it was not ready to give up its weapons without the creation of a Palestinian state.
Federal agents setting now to conduct a major immigration crackdown. It's called Swamp Sweep. It's in New Orleans and will start in early December. That operation is part of a series of nationwide crackdowns. Panel of three judges in Texas blocking that state from using a new congressional map. Texas filed an immediate appeal with the Supreme Court. SRN News. Well, the Mayflower Compact was signed this week in 1620.
Friday marks the anniversary of the famous Pilgrim Agreement, coming just ahead of America's annual Thanksgiving Day celebrations next week. The brief document lays out a framework for the governing of the Plymouth Colony and clearly defines the purpose of the Pilgrim's voyage as being, quote, for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith. The agreement is named after the ship that bore the Pilgrims to the New World, and they signed it while still on board. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in South Carolina considering new pro-life bill. It would ban all abortions unless the woman's life is at risk and eliminates exceptions for rape and incest. Current South Carolina law blocks abortions as soon as the unborn child's heartbeat can be detected. The proposed legislation would also mandate that women who get an abortion and anyone who helps face time in prison. This is SRN News. China issuing a travel warning for Japan as the two nations spar over their positions on Taiwan. BBC correspondent Laura Bicker.
Beijing claims the self-governing island of Taiwan as its own and views this as a geopolitical red line not to be crossed. In retaliation, China has urged its citizens not to travel to Japan, which could be costly for Tokyo, as around one-fifth of all international visitors are Chinese. A senior Japanese envoy has travelled to Beijing to urge China to refrain from actions that will further damage ties.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says two Ukrainian citizens working for Russia are suspected of blowing up a railway line in Poland. The line is considered to be crucial for delivering aid to the Ukrainian front. More details at srnnews.com.